The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You would have heard the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, calling for asylum seekers who are working and have an income to pay towards their accommodation. There's already been some pushback on that front. But it's the type of issue that elicits strong emotions and strong opinions and strong reactions from people. And I would wager lots of those people, particularly those online sharing the opinions, don't actually know what rights and entitlements people have, be they asylum seekers or indeed refugees in this country. So Cathal Malone, who's from Thomas Coughlin and Co Solicitors, is with me and is going to explain all. Cathal, we might start then with the kind of the beginning of this process for people. When somebody arrives in Ireland, be it kind of plane, boat or over the border, and they present themselves and they claim asylum, what rights and entitlements do they have?
Good afternoon, Kieran. Well, when they present at the International Protection Office on Lower Mount Street in Dublin, what's supposed to happen once they have registered their application is that they're offered accommodation. As we know, there are direct provision centres around the country. There's also been a lot of reliance of late on emergency accommodation. But the first thing to say is that, unfortunately, even that has not been happening for the last number of years. So as I speak to you this evening, there are about 3,000 people who have not been offered accommodation, many of whom, unfortunately, are sleeping rough on the street because of the fact that there isn't accommodation that's been provided for them by the state. And maybe slightly shockingly, these people's asylum applications aren't suspended while they're on the street. So they're actually expected to prepare all the necessary paperwork and to undergo their interviews and to go through the process in the normal way, even while they might be living in a tent on the side of the road.
OK, so they're entitled to this offer of accommodation, but it is not forthcoming given the current situation. If they are in accommodation, they get, I assume, kind of your standard bug, 3 square meals a day, is it?
3 square meals a day, you get a bed. And you know, they try to put families in rooms together, but you have a lot of people who might come, they might be just on their own, and then you'd be sharing a room with several strangers. You get very, very basic toiletries. So we're talking, you know, toothpaste, toothbrush and a bar of soap, and sort of anything fancier than that comes out of your own pocket. Now, in terms of what you have in your own pocket, an adult gets €38.80 a week and a child gets €29.80 a week. And that has to cover absolutely anything above and beyond the 3 meals a day, the bed and the basic toiletries. So, for example, if a child is going on a school tour, if somebody has a headache and they need to buy a box of Panadol, maybe someone wants a bar of chocolate or a bag of crisps, that's all coming out of that less than €40 a week.
OK, so let's imagine then for a moment you're one of those who hasn't been offered accommodation. It's not there. There's a difficulty then in offering the 3 square meals a day. How is that compensated for, or is it?
It is. I mean, it's on a very, very minimal level. They increase your payment by €75 a week. So you go from €38.80 to €113.80. But as we all know, €113.80 wouldn't get you a hotel room in Dublin for one night. So unfortunately, these people are just left in a position where out of that extra €75, they're trying to provide themselves with 3 meals a day for 7 days. So that's, I mean, that's obviously about,
just over a tenner a day to get 3 meals out of when you don't have any cooking facilities. Before people say, just buy a load of pasta or something and cook it. If you're
Absolutely.
In a tent on the side of the canal, you can't do that. So anyway, listen, the whole idea of this wasn't to get into the kind of the rights and wrongs of it. I guess it was to let people know. Yeah. So as we say, there's accommodation. If it's not offered, there's an increase in the allowance, €75 extra per week on top of the €38.80 per adult. Toothbrush, toothpaste, bar of soap. That's it. Anything more luxurious than that, they've got to go and get it themselves. What about access to medical appointments as and when they need them, or to education for their children?
The children are entitled to attend school on the same basis as anybody would be if they were in Ireland. That stops at the end of secondary school. So there is you don't get the Irish rate if you're going to university. So you'd pay full international fees, which obviously are completely unaffordable for absolutely anybody in direct provision. In terms of healthcare, you are entitled to a medical card. Obviously, I mean, in terms of a means test, nobody is going to be able to provide for their own medical needs. So you're entitled to a medical card. The children are entitled to attend school, but that finishes when they hit the end of secondary school.
Okay. What about then people who are in the asylum process and working? What work are they entitled to do, and what happens to their entitlements given their work status?
Well, the first thing to say is they're not entitled to work at all for the first 6 months of when their application is pending. If the application hasn't been decided upon at the end of that six-month period, they're entitled to apply for what's called labour market access. That allows them then to be employed by somebody. They can't set up their own business, but they can get a job in the ordinary way for an employer. There aren't too many restrictions on the kind of work they can do. Although they're not entitled to work within the health system. But the difficulty is that once they earn more than €60 a week, then the government, on a sort of a sliding basis, they reduce the €38.80 payment. And so the first €60 a week that you earn, it doesn't affect your €38.80 payment. But beyond that, it does affect it. And if you earn more than €125 in a week, then you get no payment whatsoever from the government.
Okay. Now, what about at the end of the process, if indeed somebody is granted asylum in the country? What entitlements have they then? Because this is maybe where you get into the slightly more kind of polarized rhetoric online. They talk about people having been granted asylum, being jumped to the top of housing queues and what have you.
Well, no, I mean, if somebody is granted asylum, then they've got a full right to work in the state or to study or to set up a business. The difficulty is that, as we know, there is a housing crisis in Ireland at the moment. And these people who are living in emergency accommodation find it very difficult to leave because they're entitled to HAP in the same way as anybody else is.
Yeah, we're after losing you there. It sounded like you kind of suddenly submerged yourself in water, which I don't think was the case. What we might do is we might come back to this tomorrow from the point of view of people who have been granted refugee status, people whose asylum application is successful, because I think that was really worthwhile to do, to try and understand what exactly people are entitled to. It, like I say, it's such a polarised issue and people have such strong opinions on it, and I'd wager lots of people don't realise. So that's what you're entitled to. You're entitled to accommodation. You get €38.80 a week, €29.80 per child on top of that. You get toothbrush, toothpaste and soap, and that is it. That is it. Unless there's no accommodation, which is often the case at the moment, then you get an extra £75 a week to feed yourself, which is about a tenner a day to feed yourself, which isn't easy either. You can work after 6 months, but as soon as you earn €60 plus, it starts to reduce the €38.80. So those are kind of the broad entitlements. Kids are entitled to an education the same as anybody else up until the end of second level. And you get a medical card the same as anybody else, but you've got to try and get an appointment like anybody else. And that is the situation, like I say, up until there's a decision with regard to your asylum application. We'll find out what happens post that decision, maybe tomorrow on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.